Austie Rollinson, chief designer for Odyssey.
And we're here today looking at some of the new O-Works putters mm-hmm. and some of the Toulon design projects. I see one of the key technologies with the O-Works is the micro hinge insert. Can you explain a little bit of what that's about and how it would help the golfer?
Well, the micro hinge insert is all about roll and putting topspin on the ball, which is really good for, especially with putting, in that it helps reduce skid. But more importantly, it helps reduce bouncing. If something has topspin, when it hits the ground, it's going to pitch forward, so you're going to get the ball in contact with the ground sooner, which will help make your overall distance more consistent. And by that, it helps control the skid. And all golf balls, when they're putt, are going to have some amount of skid before it's in pure roll. If you can control that skid, then you can control your overall distance, and that's where micro hinge helps, because the little hinges on the face, you can see them as little metal protrusions. They're actually hinges that help lift the ball, put immediate topspin on the ball, which helps to control that skid and the overall distance.
Now, it's a pretty complex design as far as an insert is concerned. I mean, if people, I guess, think of the average insert years ago, you know, maybe a chunk of polymer stuck in the face, mm-hmm. A little bit about how complex it is and maybe how difficult it is to make it, really.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so where Odyssey started was our Sternomic insert, which is dual force, which was basically a urethane. You mix it in two parts, you pour it in, you mill the face, and you're done. There's some complexities there getting that work. White Hot was just kind of a new chemistry that was with our golf ball technology. The cover of the golf ball had a great soft feel, great resiliency. And it's an insert we still use today in a lot of tour players. And it was in our Verse product and White Hot Pro product. And it had a pretty good roll too and a great feel. But, you know, as you try to create these roll effects to the ball, inherently they're going to get more complicated. Whereas, you know, Fusion RX was basically bonding steel and white hot together to create a metal on the front that will give you some friction. That had its own complexities. This has 10 times those, in that you're trying to cold mold these two materials together, both the steel mesh with the little hinges and the polymer, and getting those to process right to remain flat. And have those materials, both the urethane and the steel, work in concert together to create this roll. We had to go through a lot of different prototypes and a lot of different trials and tweaks in the manufacturing process to get it right. And we're at like 23 different steps in the process to make that insert, which is not as much as a Epic driver, but it's a lot for us.
And obviously the insert is a huge part of the story, but there's a lot more to the putters as well. Mm-hmm. In looking at them today, maybe a little bit about the finishes, some about the weights. I mean, there's a lot of different features here that, you know, sort of make up the premium mm-hmm. product that it is, correct?
Yeah, the whole idea behind the Works putters is to try to, it's our premium line of putters, not machine putters, but our premium putters that are still casting. And we want to try to put as much as our technology into that line. So we have tank models, we have the new micro hinge insert, we also have kind of an upgraded version of our Versa alignment technology, where we formed kind of blended Versa with our big T to kind of have a little T to kind of contain our back alignment line on a lot of the models. We've also done some things on the sole of the putter. It's a bit of a bold statement for Odyssey, it's just the look of it, where we've combined high polishing with laser etching with PVD finishes and have some really nice looking weights in the bottom of it to add a level of sophistication to the design. The weights have kind of a red lens on them that gives them a 3D effect. So really trying to up our game in terms of the visual impact of our putters, because, you know, putters are an emotional buy for a lot of people. And they have an emotional attachment to them, and we want to give them a reason to look at it, not just from the performance standpoint, but also from the richness and the look of the product as well. Those have to go well together to make people feel comfortable about their putters.